Hello, Critter Protectors, Mr. Jim here, and welcome to Kids Animal Stories, a place where there's always a mystery and adventure around every single corner. If you love critters of all shapes and sizes, I need you on our Critter Protector team. Join our adventure as we learn about critters from around the world and in our backyards. Well, my friends, are you ready for today's adventure? Me too! Let's go! Today's story is about an amazing critter, a snake. And I even found one of these. So down in the show notes below, I would love to show you a video of what this critter actually looks like. So with your parents, click on that link so you can see exactly what he looks like. It was a beautiful day in the prairie. All the grasses were blowing in the breeze, the sun was out, and Finn the fox was on his way out to the woodlands. He just finished a huge lunch and was ready for some hard training. You know, fox snakes, they're actually one type of rat snake. Their bodies are light brown with black splotches all over them. You see, grown snakes measure 3 to 6 feet long, and they feast on anything from mice to rats, eggs, even rabbits. Do you think a fox snake is venomous? Well, if you said no, you're right. Fox snakes are not venomous. They have to constrict their prey before swallowing them whole. Well, Finn was heading out to the woodlands near his home in his prairie home in Ontario, Canada. He was training for his big chance at the Fox Snake Annual Wrestling Competition. Wow, do you like to wrestle? Oh, it can be fun, and well, fox snakes, they're very good wrestlers. Each year, all the grown fox snakes in his town competed in this tournament, and the top winners were chosen by the grown females to get married and start a family. Wow, this is a big deal. Finn was determined to win, but he was getting a little tired of all of his daily workouts.
Wow, that was a good slither. I think I slithered all the way around the pond faster than I've ever done before. Hoo-wee!
This afternoon, Finn decided he'd take his time heading out to the woods. Instead of this straight path, he turned right to loop around the long way. Taking the long route gave Finn a chance to do some of his favorite things, like check out his secret clubhouse underground, saying hey to some of his friends, and climbing some trees. He did like taking the long way sometimes. And actually, so do I. I kind of like taking the long way home sometimes on my way home from a friend's house. It's kind of fun to mix things up a little bit and not always go home the same way every single time. You know, you might find something new and cool. The first stop that Finn took was a super special secret fort. Last summer, he and his good friend Johnny had spent hours digging and designing the most amazing fort right under some large boulders. Wow, that sounds like a lot of work to dig a big hole in the ground like that. This fort had two entrances, a main area, some tunnels, and even a tiny secret lookout. Finn slithered through each little area to make sure everything still looked well maintained.
Just a couple leaves over here that need to get cleaned out, and then it's back to good as new.
On his way out of the fort, he heard some hollering and laughing. It sounded just like Johnny and his brother.
Whoa! This is awesome, bro! Jump over here, bro! It's the best spot to start across!
Finn heard Johnny talking to his brother and realized they were just across the path at a little watering hole. Finn had to be in the mood to swim, but when he decided to, he was actually pretty good. It was one of his special skills.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Finn asked the boys.
Hey, Finn! Yo, bro! We just figured out the sickest way to jump in! Watch this!
Called James as he jumped in off the perfect log and swam across the watering hole.
Wow, that looks so fun, said Finn. I guess I'll give it a quick try.
Finn headed to the log and jumped into the water.
Splash!
It was actually really refreshing.
Thanks for letting me try, guys. That was so cool. I'm headed to train in the woodlands, though, so I'll see you later. Bye!
Bye, Finn, bro!
Shouted the brothers, and Finn kept on down the path. When he reached his favorite tree, he stopped and climbed up to the top and looked out over the whole trail. Since Finn was a western fox snake, he was surprisingly good at climbing.
I just love climbing that tree. It's actually my favorite tree in the whole wide world. It's got the best climbing branches.
Do you remember one of those three things that Finn really liked about taking the long way? Yeah, he got to climb one of his favorite trees. Do you like climbing trees like Finn does?
Oh, climbing trees can be really fun, especially when they're built just right and they have a whole bunch of branches that are you can reach and you can step on, and it's strong enough where the branches don't crack. Yeah, you don't want to go falling out of trees.
Well, as Finn started slithering up the trunk of this tree and reaching out with his head to the different branches, he was up and zooming up that tree.
Wow. You see, snakes are actually really good at climbing because their body is pretty much all muscle. Some snakes are better than others at climbing trees, but western fox snakes are really good at climbing trees. And as he got all the way to the top and laid out on his favorite branch, he took a look out ahead.
Wow, I just love climbing up here because it gives me the best view of the whole area. There's the woodlands, there's the prairies, and... Wait a second. Holy smokes. Oh, what's going on there? I can't believe my eyes!
Finn said.
Oh no, what? What did Finn just see? What will he do next? Is it something amazing or terrible?
Can't exactly tell, but we're definitely going to have to come back and see what happens on part two of Kids Animal Stories.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end. All right, right now, go grab your parents. There's a link down in the show notes below that shows you exactly what a fox snake, just like Finn, looks like. Me and my friends found him when I was in Illinois, and it was a very exciting thing to see one in the wild. We held it for a few minutes and then let it go. To all my critter protectors out there, I'm sure that you're going to really love seeing that. Well, friends, I hope you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!